Item 7. This item B, and it's the appointment of the monitoring officer. That's on page 5. Recommendation is to approve the recommendation from the appointments committee for the appointment of interim monitoring officer, namely Jeffrey Wild, for a period of 6 months. And then option 3 is to agree with proposed constitution changes and move the delegation to Article 17, currently assigned to the Assistant Director of Corporate Services, for the Strategic Manager for Legal Services. Leader, could you move it, please?
Thank you, Chair. Can I just declare that I was a member of the appointments panel? I think I should have made that clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Leader, thank you.
Chairman, thank you. I'm making the recommendations as outlined at F5. I think the Councillor Brody will probably second this for us. And to help members and put it into context, our current monitoring officer leaves the organisation at the end of the month. And as a slight digression, I'd like to thank our current monitor officer for her work and her commitment to the Arbeid Council. Other members may wish to speak on that, and this is an opportunity to do so. I thank Councillor Andre for, as he's got so into declaring interest, I'm really impressed. Well, actually, I can tell you the appointments committee that met for this paper was Councillor Brody, Councillor Andre, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Tindall, and myself. It was a very good meeting. I think there was unanimity in our views on the candidates involved, and in particular on this candidate, and we feel very confident recommending to full council this appointee. I can tell you that it is being met in terms of cost within current budget, and that this interim appointment will then be reviewed in due course. So I'm very pleased and confident and about recommendations at options 1 and options 3 is in the procedure process. Whether Councillor Brody wants to speak to, I don't know, and any other members. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Brody.
Yes, Chair. Chairman, thank you very much. Yes, I was a member of the appointments committee that undertook these interviews. We interviewed two people with a long and established track record of providing legal advice, etc., to councils and to acting as monitoring officers. That's obviously an interim appointment, and on that basis, I think the interviews were undertaken. Mr. Wild was the best, by far, of the two applicants, and there was a unanimous view, and I certainly am happy to second that. The monitoring officer position is perhaps I know more than most on this council, is a very important position of the council. I go through quite a few over my years on this council, and it does strike me that Mr. Wild will be able to fulfil that. I would personally like to thank Mrs. Miles for her role. We haven't all seen eye to eye, Helen, you know, I know that. And I'm a challenging councillor, but it's important that we do have a monitoring officer who's fair and balanced, and I think that that's what we'll have in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Brody. Councillor Churchman?
A few years ago, we didn't have microphones, and when you addressed the council, you stood up, you were noted for who and what you were, and you got on with it. And I'm afraid, Jim, I think these mics are useless. I know the building doesn't help. Apart from that, Helen, I'm terribly sorry to see you go. It's shattered. And really do wish you the best of luck. You have always been very polite, always helpful, and always had time for people. Thank you.
Councillor Wyatt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to those colleagues who actually served on the Appointments Committee. It's an important service to the rest of us. It's a bit difficult to comment on a candidate if you weren't on the Appointments Committee, and I wouldn't dream, therefore, of going other than in accordance with the recommendations of the Deputy Leader and the Leader and Councillor Brodie, whom I always respect, even if that's hard to notice on occasion. But could I perhaps ask the Leader to give me some assurances about the priorities of the new monitoring officer? Because we have a number of different levels upon which advice needs to be given. The first is what statute law says are the duties, responsibilities and processes of this council, which is supposed to be reflected in our constitution. It came to light this week that yet another fundamental area of our constitution is an inaccurate and incomplete reflection of what statute law says. And that had led to a lot of unnecessary difficulties. So I hope you'll be able to give me an assurance, because I've been warning that our constitution was not fit for purpose consistently for 6 years, and nothing of substance has been done about that. So can he give me an assurance that a priority for the new incoming monitoring officer will be to take our constitution by the scruff of the neck and to make sure, as minimum, that it is statutory compliant? Beyond statute and the constitution, there is then convention and precedent. Convention and precedent. And were a case to go to the Ombudsman or judicial review, they would be looking at whether decisions that were taken under the Constitution were consistent with ones taken earlier. I happen to know that advice was given to the Chair to introduce practices that may well be legitimate under the provisions of the Constitution, but have never in the 6 years of my service on this Council been implemented to change the order of motions on the order paper to put mine last, even though it was the first one in. I think that's absolutely essential. And then beyond convention and precedent that would now be set for the Chair at every meeting to have a row about the order of the motions on the order paper, making his life completely intolerable. If he moved one of Council alumni's around, there'd be blood all over the floor. Beyond that, we have the principle of proportionality that a judicial review or the Ombudsman would want to look at. Are the decisions being taken, even if they are compliant with the law, the Constitution, the Convention and the precedent, even if they comply with all those, is it proportionate to change the order in which members submit for the agenda? So I would like the Leader's reassurance that the monitoring officer's number one job, once he's got a letter under his desk, will be to delegate to officers to get some bloody good constitution and get it sorted out once and for all. Having said all that, I'd like to join those who have already thanked our serving monitoring officer. I know that Councillor Lumley, I'm probably not on her Christmas card list, but she has done her best in difficult circumstances and not with a big team. So I thank Ms. Miles and wish her well, quite genuinely, wherever she goes.
Thank you, Councillor
Miles. Councillor John Howard.
Thank you, Chairman. I would just like to say I'd like to thank the monitoring officer, who in my opinion has probably been one of the best ones we've had since I've been here. The one thing I was a bit upset about is he spent 2 years trying to get me to put a report in, and when I do it, then she goes to sleeps. But I wish her well.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other councillor who wishes to speak? Okay, I'll leave it.
Thank you, Chair. I'll deal with Mr. Brodie. Thank you for seconding that. The members of the council know that we were asked a question by the candidate at the end of the interview, is what would be his priorities? The words on that was effectively that, and I've written down the word constitution. So I told him, for me, that was going to be one of his priorities. It is an opportunity. We often have these challenges, and I know they happen throughout council terms, but there is an opportunity for a fresh set of eyes to look at our constitution, some of the anomalies that are there, and in fact he gave evidence of his experience elsewhere where he had dealings with that, and I think that was one of the reassuring things, and hopefully Councillor Whitehouse is reassured that he actually could focus on and could see the importance of having a constitution. There are those elsewhere in the Isle of Wight who are already in debate over constitutional issues, but it is good here on the island if we all know where we're going, what we can do, so we keep some order in the council, because without exception in this chamber, I think people are here because they just want to do the right stuff for the island, but we do need a constitution that allows us to do it. So on that basis, I would propose recommendations as they stand. We have a seconder from Mr. Brady, are we going to vote?
So to vote, Councillor Barry.
Just a quick one. While you're looking at the constitution, would you do something about the dress code?
All those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32.
Those against?
Go, peace, let's have a
break. And any abstentions?
None.
Proposal carries. With 32 none against and no abstentions. Okay. Thank you.